Any other questions on GF7?
So Mayor, I will, and I'll have through my old email. When the lady from San Jacinto came to council, before you were on it even, to talk about the nautical training center.
Yes, ma'am.
She and I exchanged emails for quite some time, and in that email, she explicitly, I expressed my concern when she was there, and Richard, you were on council too, about the increase of traffic down the boulevard, about the fact that we've got a 2-4 stop there, and then also the wear and tear. And then she actually put in one of her correspondence with me, we're very interested in pursuing utilizing your police department for security.
Well, that's good information, though. I didn't know that.
So I will forward that on to you. I'm just going to have to hunt.
Now, I don't want to get off point here, so just I'm briefly just make the statement. I did have David do some research on a traffic light at the intersection. We don't meet any of them.
No.
None. But we wanted to just regroup it again, and there's...
Well, now we're on fast track, though, for the new lights with TxDOT, since they came out in spring and
yes.
Series, because that's a fit. So we're on fast track.
So, both, Mr. Bunker, you got your answer. Any other questions? GF8. As you look there, start going down. Good evening. Is this our gentleman? Good afternoon.
Mayor Rick Moses, Mayor Mike Sullivan.
Rick Moses, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Alderman Bunker, Alderman Moyer, Alderman Snell.
Hello.
David Starr, City Administrator. Mike Wheeler, Alderman Richard Adams, Mayor Pro Tem.
Just a quick moment?
Yes, sir, please.
Okay, appreciate
we'll
it.
Give you a moment. Go ahead.
Yeah, and sorry to just jump in.
I promised you wouldn't make a speech.
You're right. How long?
Depends on how you define speech.
Yeah. As a former council member, I understand the process and the hard work that goes into it. We first say that. I served on Houston City Council for 5 years. And the Harris County Tax Assessor's Office, which I've been in office about a year and a half now, doesn't release the values. That's a function of the Harris County Appraisal District. Now, I'm a board member of the Appraisal District by way of being the tax assessor. So the Appraisal District is meeting tomorrow with all the tax assessors, including us, to set a date to set the values. So the ARB has just certified the rolls, and then the ARB, the Appraisal Review Board, they operate independent of HCAD. They certify the rolls. They're the guys that hear the hearings and set the values. If you go in and protest, they negotiate with you, not HCAD. So the ARB will certify the roll to HCAD, and then as the board, will certify their roll, and then we'll send it out to you, the jurisdiction. And then you have whatever 60 days or something to set your tax rate based on the value.
So the time frame from your meeting tomorrow to where y'all will turn it over, any expected time frame there?
I think 2 weeks. I think 2 weeks. I was talking to my property tax director coming down, and she said, you know, she was lining out the steps. And I think by the 25th is the date she said that it should be certified and to y'all. And I can stay in touch with you if you'd like, I mean, to say step one's complete, step two is next.
I'd very much like you to get over David and let him know. It's probably easier to get over David than me. And, please, thank you very much. Thank you so much.
No, it's a pleasure to serve. And frankly, if y'all ever want us to collect your taxes, we'll be glad. I don't know who does it now, but, you know.
May I ask just one question, please? What is the last day of appeal? Because it seems like in years past, we've been kind of in this limbo until very close to the beginning of our new fiscal year. When's the last day where the things that are in appeal will be certified? Is it done?
Well, I don't know the answer, to be honest with you, so let me get an answer. But there are different layers. You have your real property values,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the June 1 deadline, more or less, May 30 or June 1. But then you get in, then they move into industrial and refineries and business personal properties. They have all these other categories that have different deadlines than you as a homeowner.
Okay.
But I'll get an explanation. Because we're trying to run the city government, right? I mean, you can't do it until you know what your evaluations are.
That's right.
So I understand, and I've been prompting them to try to move it up because, frankly, one thing that's always irritating me, is that the tax bill comes about a week after the November elections. Always, right?
Yeah.
So I've been telling them for about a year and a half now, let's move it up. And then, you know, there's all these, well, this meeting and that meeting. And I'm really going to feel a great sense of accomplishment if I can get the process timed to where taxpayers get their bill in their hands before Election Day in November. I think it'd be pretty good.
That'd be really good. Yeah.
So, and some of us will live and die by it. You know, I mean, I'll be on the ballot too. So it's not like it's, you know, you'll potentially affect me.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Sure. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Use us as a resource. We, you know, I've got 450 employees, about 100 of them, no, about 80 of them in property tax. They can give you historical trends. They can tell you what other municipalities' growths are. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. So if you have come up with questions, all right, shoot them to us. We'll jump on it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you.
See you, man. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, man. Yes, sir. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Okay. Switching to GF8. All right, going to GF8. In the Parks Department, of course, we have the personnel, the Public Works. I'm sure all the council knows, but we still do not have a utility or parks director basically overseeing. At this time, Eric is in the position of interim. We are actively looking. We have not, we have one, I believe it's one right now that we're looking at, David, that we're going to possibly interview this soon. But this is a position, just like this chief's position, something I want to do that is a little different than the past. I did not want to rush into a position, hire somebody, and then they all of a sudden, 2 months, they leave us. I want someone that's going to come in here and wants to make a home. So we're going to take our time in locating someone. I want to make sure they can live with what we're paying, our benefits meet what they want, and that they, you know, possibly want to live in this city. I would much rather have people that are employed with us. If they want to live in this city, that's a great thing. And it's nice having people here. But needless to say, I just want to throw that out to let everyone know that, to be aware. I figured everyone knew, but just to touch base on it.
So, is that salary in the budget then for the new guy?
It's in the utility fund.
Okay. Yes. Not in this one, but I thought I'd bring it up now as we're getting ready to go into this. So. All right, on GF8, I'll let y'all take a moment to grasp that in. Any questions?
Okay, programmatically, what do these reductions represent? It's one thing to see dollars and cents. It's another thing to know what the consequences are.
Understood.
Because that's what people are asking about. We already saw Mr. Stanton's presentation last time, so I think it's not just dollars and cents. It's what the department.
Are they explained in here, David, in this other handout?
Yeah, I'm going to use my cheat sheet here. the difference here in the maintenance other, and historically, I can't tell you what the impetus was, but the city has always had the backhoe in the parks department, and so the maintenance is maintenance on the backhoe. That's the 7,000 in the next budget, and it was bumped up, and the 12,000 covered some electrical work that was being done. So that's the significant reduction. So in terms of Parks and Recreation program, it has no impact at all. The $1,000 reduction is what our actuals are working out on the electrical. We anticipated to see an increase on the park lighting, and that didn't happen. So this is truing up to what our current year experience is. Still being conservative, we probably won't get the $3,000 mark either. So there's nothing here that impacts programs.
Well, what about personnel?
That personnel is a shifting of the, we have two sets of rate of pay, and this swaps out between the sewer department and the parks department. So it's just a moving person. You know, we have four people. We have parks, sewer, water, and public works. And they all perform the same
duties.
same duties, just which department they're paid out of. And we had the low pay position in sewer previously, which we wanted to get a higher caliber of utility personnel, and so we moved the labor rate to the parks department and put that rate back up to the sewer. And there'll be a sheet on personnel here that gives the breakdown by positions. The other is that this picks up the sick leave liability as well. So the offset between those two changes is a reduction of $6,000. And we're adding back in the workers' comp.
You said
$6,000. I'm saying $7,144.
$7,144 includes overtime, which is another reduction of $964. And then we have Social Security and TMRS retirement, which are both percentage driven off of the salary of the wages, including overtime.
So we should see on one of the other programs the transfer increases.
Yes, that's correct. With the exception of the word time, yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
Any questions on GF8? GF9. Public Works Department Ventures. Take that in, it's okay, in a moment. Just try to be, instead of going blind item, line item, I know the other one. That's, if you want me to, I'll be more than happy.
That's what we do at home.
Yes, ma'am.
I can read all by myself.
Yes, ma'am. I just want you to know I'm not bashing, just ask, I'll tell you. Did you find it, Mr. Bunker?
No, I think I know what it is. I just wanted to.
I can read your mind.
Yeah, I can't watch you. Saw my pen stop several times.
Mike can throw his pen at me.
So I'm seeing what looks like a pretty substantial reduction in street maintenance.
No, that's not a reduction in street maintenance. Street maintenance is another dedicated revenue stream. 6281. We didn't spend any of the money in 12-13, so it rolled over to current year, and we anticipate spending all of it this year, which then brings us back to what next year's projected revenues are, and the revenues and the expenditures offset and zero out. So the reduction of $33,000 is not a reduction in the amount of revenue, which is how much is spent for the year, and delta between one year and the other.
That's what I was reading. Any other questions of GF9? Moving along, GF10, Public Works Department expenditures. Short page.
Seeing the zeroing out?
You're just seeing no capital outlay.
No capital outlay.
And if there we're not expecting any capital outlays, we don't have anything planned?
Well, we have a lot planned, but we're not doing any of this stuff. You may recall last year, facilities, we started off the budget discussion with $30,000 so that we could paved the public works yard, and that got cut, and then it got cut, and it ended up being $5,100. And so we expect next month to put $5,000 worth of millings in the yard and call it a day and try to produce the lead. And not proposing any expenditures.
You have to remember here, my idea that I expressed to David when I started doing this is I know that I told y'all here some red pens, is I don't want to give you the opportunity to use a red pen. What I'm trying to do is make the hard choices that Alderman Snell last year was very adamant about, and we did some, not near as many as you'd like, but, you know, I didn't want to come into this thing looking fat. The idea is to skim. You want to add in, oh, by all means, you're going to make it. But the idea is to try to keep us at a level that, yeah, we would like to do these things, but let's wait and get a little more money there because I don't want to touch our reserves. I don't want to touch our funds sitting out there. Order GF-11, expenditures by general fund categories.
This is just a summary by category by department. And, of course, you have offsetting revenues to expenditures to balance the budget. So it's a $1.5 million general fund, down $26,000 from last year. So it's flat for all intents and purposes. It's a zero growth general fund.
Any questions?
Zero growth. I'm sorry.
Before we go back,
we're not deficit spending any more than we did last year.
Right. Well, then based on the 810. Right. Based on the 810.
This is what you have with the 810. Right. You do. It is. It is. I would call it a deficit budget, and that's because in the revenue to balance it, you are allocating funds from the general fund reserve. If we do as we have historically, and we understand and over revenue, then that's reduced. And we are 207. We expect to be 207,000 under budget when we finish the current year. The year before that, we were $270,000 under budget. So. To the extent that we limit our expenditures and revenues come in and have it above what we projected, then we do better. We are in the process of rebuilding values and revenues. And, you know, we take into account even things like the municipal PERT revenue. When we had a traffic signal at 146 and we had a large number of accidents, and we were doing heavy enforcement out there to try to improve resident safety, we wrote a lot of tickets. With the overpass, the traffic moves much freer, and we virtually have no accidents out there anymore. And so we're not doing the same kind of level of enforcement, and revenues are down. And as the mayor said, you know, you don't use the police department to generate revenues. So now we're just in the rebuilding mode, and I think it is going to continue to get better.
You have one. Same type of draft. Questions on there?
I would note on general fund revenue that we did not see the increases from water sales that we thought the last rate increase would generate. That reducing the base rate encouraged people to stay within the base rate, and the large share of our customers we've seen a reduced revenue stream.
Well, they've also had a lot more rain than we've had in years past. People aren't having, I haven't had to water my yard all year.
Yeah, well, this is through the winter months.
The main thing is that, you know,
mine's gone up.
Well, good.
I got y'all covered.
I'm going to mention what mine is.
Well, we have been through in August and September, even July. We just got to get those numbers in at the new rate. So
yeah, we need to thank Mr. Jennings, by the way, for having his pool repaired and rebuilding that.
All right. Yeah. I just did that before. All right. Moving over to UF2. Water department expenditures. Just take a moment there. Mm-hmm. questions? Good, Mike. Going to UF3. Water Department expenditures continued. Somebody's already broke the record. I'm just doing it for the microphone so we can get it off. Okay. Apologize. Any questions? UF4. Sewer Department expenditures.
I was still in the UF3, sorry.
Oh, okay.
What's the contract treatment? Is that...
That's Gulf Coast Waste Disposal.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Center Waste Farm.
Is that essentially flat, or what?
Went up.
Is it what?
No.
I mean, do we expect to see the rate increased?
I put $1,000 in there for
just
potentially.
Potentially. Just a buffer we're putting there.
Because y'all are talking to them. Right. I mean, trying to get something going with the heavy trash under contract as well. And
no, this
no,
is strictly...
Oh,
this
is okay.
This is sewer.
Okay.
No,
we are...
Yes, we are doing that part, but this is sewer.
Next
but
page is
revenue. It's just a buffer there in case there is some type of little increase.
Gotcha.
But we don't project anything going on. I think we're pretty solid on that. Go to UF5. I'm sorry, go. Yes, sir, Mr. Wood.
How are we billed with this? I noticed that we budgeted for this year $17,500. We, year to date, have used $13,404, but our projected end of year, we're actually going to be over budget on that. Are we?
Yes. It's rather complicated, and then we pay per 1,000 gallons. It's metered. We pay per 1,000 gallons, and it's in seven tiers. And so you pay one rate for the first tier, another rate for the second tier, another rate for the third tier, and you reset the tiers every month. So if our pumping is low enough to stay in the first tier, we pay the lowest rate. If we spike it, then we move into the second tier, third tier, and occasionally the fourth tier. We pay substantially less for our treatment today than we did 5 years ago because we keep tightening the system up. When we have stormwater that gets into the wastewater system, we're paying to treat that. We used to get bio water in there, and we pay for that. So we keep tightening the system up and trying to keep out anything other than sanitary waste. Which is one reason, you know, we go out and we try to locate anybody who's tied the rain gutters into it or that are putting in it because it costs us money. It costs us money in the treatment, but it also costs us money every time we pump it. If you're east of Sunrise, we pump it three times before we pay to get it treated.
Okay.
It's a pretty hefty contingency number. I mean, is there something that's anticipated that could possibly happen, that you've got a $6,000 contingency there?
Yeah, we're just looking at what the cost of a significant point repair is for a failure. I mean, our lines are very old, and if we get a line collapse, if it's a trunk line, you have no choice but to go in and repair it. Most of those are deeper than our guys can work, so that's contracted, and $6,000 is just really...
Okay.
Ready. When we looked at this, I'll tell you on this also, I want you to go back and think, and I'll throw some old history in here. When we started talking about this water line over here that we couldn't make because we couldn't do, our guys couldn't do, and we didn't contingency the money for there. So try to put the money where the uh-oh is versus the, well, does it really, you know, need to worry about it? So just keep in mind on that. That's what the idea there is. Looking at UF5. And this is when you're talking about your heavy trash pickup and whatnot.
Yeah.
Now, you notice in the city, which this is something to bring up the council meeting anyway, but the grappler truck has been out here. I know everyone's gotten their emails. It did break down for a short time. They came back out and repaired it. They're going to stay consistent. It may not be every day, but until they get the city picked up, they're going to be coming out here quite often. I've been seeing them throughout the city. David's been checking. I've been driving back and forth from my office. I have some citizens that have sent me emails that are upset. Well, like I told them, we will get to it as quick as I can. There's no one that really is a urgent, and they're going to get the whole city. So it's just taking some time. But they are staying steady at it, and they are sticking to their word. So with that being said, this does give us that leeway when we sit down and talk to them about negotiations. So,
right now, we pay them a set amount per ton. Is that our contract is with them?
Now, on heavy pickup?
Mm-mm.
What was your question?
How do we pay them? I know we have a contract.
Okay, for household waste collection, we pay them on a per house basis. We do a census and the number of households that we have, and that sets the rate.
But that's not the heavy.
The heavy has two components. Yes, the heavy is a hours that the truck is here, and then a cubic yard rate on the volume.
Okay.
So when they're not picking up, we're not paying them.
Correct.
Right, that's correct.
But when they're not picking up, we've got.
Well, I understand, but
well, that's why we have.
I'm just saying, on the west side of the city, the large lot parts, we have at least 2 months worth of stuff sitting there, and remember, because they're large lots, they can generate more than a typical residential lot.
Correct.
That's just the rule. I mean, you've got a wooded lot or a half wooded lot, you've got more vegetation,
mm-hmm.
and when someone and people have an expectation of when the heavy
right.
pickup is, and so it's out there, and like I said, there's at least 2 months worth out there now.
And I feel for them, I respect that, but you know, there again. We can call out independents. It costs money.
Well,
and
I'm just saying that.
But we're staying on them. But so hopefully we can get that.
I hear that, but I'm also saying that when they get deployed east of Broadway, those are lower generation rates than west of Broadway. That is, you got smaller lots.
Right.
You know, you got basically prunings.
Right.
And when you get west of Broadway, you're getting into heavier prunings. Because people have more trees.
I see what you're saying.
So,
I actually have a counter to that, but I don't think that this is the time or the place for it. So I appreciate that. I want to keep productive on the budget, so let's move forward. So we're on UF 5. Any other questions? Let's go to UF 6. Picture categories. Any questions there?
Capital outlays, you're not anticipating spending too much money?
Only if we're lucky.
The capital outlays in the budget is just $50,000, that's in the water department only.
Yes.
That's non-project specific. Last year we had $196,000, you may recall, $118,000 or so of that. $121,000 rolled over from the prior year to do the byway project. We also then this year budgeted money to extend on Oakdale, and then we reallocated that money so that we could do this round 2.2 and get it to Oakdale because it came in over budget on that on that bid. Then we also put money aside to do the boring under Shore Acres Boulevard at Center so that we could provide water to the hydrant at South Country Club and Center. This week I'm expecting the quote on doing that work by the same contractor that's doing this work while they're already mobilized here and have all their equipment here. This line is 2 weeks from completion, and then we'd be looking at boring that there. That will complete all the projects that we have in the current year, and next year I set aside $50,000 in here. Again, non-specific, but we go towards the extension either down Oakdale or extension in that vicinity, and to be determined by council. So that money's there, but wouldn't get expended until we come back to council for what we're going to do. But it would be a water distribution improvement.
Any other questions? Okay. First one, HR 35. Opposed? You have an idea just to look at that? Let's look at the wages there. Like we said, there is no increase to go around.
I have a question where council this year, during the budget last year, there was a vacancy in, I think it was the Parks Department, and we decided to do away with a position. That we decided we don't need to do that. And I'll have to dig up my notes, but I think that that would be great, and that's why I'm kind of wondering, are we actually increasing our staff by one at this point?
No, we're going back to the regular staff we had. We had four.
On when? As of when?
Well, we're going back to our full staff. If we hire staff.
From right when? Now.
From when? Yeah. How long has it been since we've lost?
I mean, we're not talking about the person that's out because they're injured.
No. He's back on the job. But you're talking since Sutton left. It has been.
Prior to that, though. In the budget workshop, yes. There was a position that we said, no, we don't need to fill that.
I'm trying to remember. I'd have to look
at it. But I'm trying to see if that.
We did not take that.
I don't think that position actually.
We didn't fill that position, but we did not remove it from the budget, and this doesn't either.
That is my problem. And I would like for that to be removed. If we're not going to fill it, we haven't felt the need to fill it in the last year, why are we budgeting for it? Because that's what could happen to be contingency money, or I just don't understand why we've got budgeted for a salary, including all the overtime and everything that comes with it, that has not been filled within the last year.
Well, yeah, I understand what you're going, but I also, I'm trying to look at the bigger picture here. Now, I may be wrong, and that's a little bit of first time, but the city's growing. Demand is growing.
Not that much.
I think that we're getting, if it's there and we need it, it's always there. It's not, you know, I understand it's money that's contingent. That's a decision that y'all get to make. I'm just trying to present something, the bigger picture of, we have this, okay, now we can't get caught up, we're running behind, we're starting to get more and more. My goal is to try to prosper the city, and my biggest thing is trying to get more people to want to move here, build houses here, live here, build this city. I would hope to say, yeah, I'd be bigger than LaPorte one day, but we all have hopes and dreams. But you make a very good point.
A vacant maintenance position to promote that, it really doesn't. I mean, those houses haven't sold. Those people aren't griping that they need their dishes, but they don't have dishes.
You make a good point.
So, I mean, we discussed this last year. I don't understand why it's still here this year.
I need to dig through everything again, but I mean, after that.
I do want to discuss it.
Yeah, I do too. And I think, I think we were all in agreement, but, I'm kind of like in between now because, I mean, we're having problems getting ditches mowed. We're having problems getting other things done. Grass removed from streets. We hear about that all the time. I don't know that it's a position that we need to not just throw away. I mean, I would take training on the dang boom truck to mow some ditches if I needed to.
Michael said he can mow it, and I do. And citizens are willing to do it and waive liability.
That doesn't happen. We know it'd be nice, but
it would be. I'm just making a comment.
I tell you what. This is once again. This is something to take home, soak it up. When we come back, you can decide. Hey, look, I don't want it. We'll put it up for a vote and make it easy. I mean, I just I have a budget to give you. I'm trying to give you the best thing I can do. If you don't like it, well then hey, you just say, Rick, we don't like it. You just count it out. But that's it. All due respect, I respect you, Sam. Thank you. That's what I love about you. Speak your mind, tell it how it is. But I don't have my notes, but I do remember when I was on council sitting here that we did discuss that. All right. No other questions, HR 35, I'm going to switch to HR 36. Now, something that we did discuss last year, and I think that we basically all agreed upon this, and I want to bring it up, about being related to police officers, on the part-timers, unless I'm, correct me if I'm wrong, David, basically the part-timers, the ones that are existing part-timers that have been with us, like Officer Ford, Finley, Neiman, their wage is still going to continue at the minimum wage. Any new cadets or new officers, we're not going to receive funds. Is that correct?
They're not going to be paid for their time.
Correct.
They still have the training and uniforms.
Correct.
And those expenses.
The basics. Right. But they will not receive an hourly wage. The ones that are going to receive the hourly wage are the officers that have been here for years. And, you know, I just want to throw this as a caveat in there. While we went through the situation of looking for a sergeant and whatnot, those reserves, Officer Ford, Finley, and Neiman, but Ford and Finley, I really want to stand out there. They really picked up and covered a lot of shifts. So, you know, you see them on the street, shake their hand, because they really did pick up a lot of time. And these are people that have a life besides this. And it's $7.25 an hour. So, you know, it's just bringing it.
I will say, when they were covering a full-time shift,
they did receive a higher wage.
A whopping $14.50 an hour.
Yeah, which isn't much. Any other questions on HR 36? HR 37? Council, the mayor, I'll get a paycheck. Yeah, right. Okay. Let you look at that, see if there's any issues there.
But I used black, it's a good neutral color.
I don't do red very well. I like to stay in the black. Any questions on HR 37, gentlemen, ladies, ma'am? HR 38, opposed, the sewer department. Page and the last page. We already discussed this at the beginning. We went to forward, back, and now we're here again. This gives you a final out view of what we're looking at. I would hope that, and I know each one of you are going to take it home and mull through this and go through it. And I appreciate everybody's time. I know this takes time out of your work day and whatnot, but I think we can get this thing figured out. I'm not looking at where we have to not have 7 or 8 meetings like last year, but I would like to be more productive and see if maybe we can get it done on the next one and the one after. I would like to get our budget done this year a lot quicker than last year and drag it out. We're all capable of doing that. We have strong people on this council, good people, and I think it can be done quickly. Please, I urge you to take this on, go through it. If you have questions, call David or myself. I've been in and out of my office a lot lately doing a lot of the city stuff, but I'm going to be around the rest of the week, I hope. Any questions on the last page? If not, David, what's the schedule look like? Let me ask council. Do we want to look at this on another Wednesday? What does fit the council's schedule to be able to meet to discuss this? Do we have any problems next week? Certain day next week? Is that possible for everyone?
Next week works. After that, I won't be able to contribute for the rest of the month.
I want you here. I'd like you here.
So, I mean, I can, like I said, to the 15th.
This is just personal. If I have to miss it or we have to do it later, it's cool. But next Wednesday is my youngest 15th birthday.
We have a meeting. We have a council meeting Monday. How about?
But he's going to be gone after Tuesday. Is that too much back to back for y'all? I just hate to miss Chance's birthday party.
I'll make two. I'm supposed to be in Corpus, but I'll change it. I'll be here.
You're going up the 12th?
It'll be next Tuesday.
Yeah, this is the 12th.
Yes, sir.
If that's too much, though, I can see him asking. I'll just run up there after.
Tuesday's better than Wednesday.
I would prefer all the council's hands in this, so that's why I would rather do it before Neil leaves.
You've got less problems with the 12th than any of the other days that week.
So why don't we
do... You said it's better for you on Tuesday?
Tuesday is better, yeah.
Next Tuesday at 6 p.m.? Yes,
sir.
Yep, I can do it.
And we have council meeting on the 11th?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Works for me.
All right. Well, with that agreed upon, I want to thank everybody for showing up. I know you have families and lives to go to. The city appreciates it. I appreciate it. And I'm going to adjourn the meeting at 7:30 p.m.